This is Bob Brunel, and this is Newsworthy for Thursday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC. It took all of about 30 minutes to contain a gas leak on the campus of UW Oshkosh on Wednesday. It happened near Albee Hall on Algoma. No injuries were reported with that. The UW Oshkosh campus will celebrate its 100th homecoming this weekend. The university has a number of events planned, including a football game. By next year's homecoming, we should see the debut of the new Titan Marching Band. I remember sitting down with Chancellor Leavitt a few years ago, and he told me that a marching band was the most requested item by incoming students. Not the female-to-male ratio on campus or even hot spots in downtown Oshkosh on a Friday or Saturday night. It was a marching band. So I guess they're getting what they want. Page 2. It could be another great Oshkosh Legends podcast in the works. This time it's Jack Pelton, director of the Oshkosh EAA. He'll sit down for a conversation coming up soon. You can find out details here on the Chamber website. COVID-19 numbers are down, and now hospitalizations are also down. The latest from the State Hospital Association shows the Fox Valley Hospitals reporting less than 100 patients, and the ICU number is also down. Two friends of mine lost their job last week because they refused to get the COVID-19 vaccination. One was a woman in her 20s, the other a man in his 70s. They say they just didn't want to get the jab. But we are seeing some companies change their minds now about requiring their employees to get the jab, so we'll have to wait and see if that's a trend that continues to develop. A quick reminder that Halloween is just around the corner, and Oshkosh will allow trick-or-treating on that Sunday evening between 4 o'clock in the afternoon and 7 p.m. It's extended because the holiday falls on a weekend day. That is Newsworthy for Thursday. We've been sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC. If you have a tip we'd love to investigate, you can just leave the information here on the Chamber of Commerce website. I'm Bob Brunel. Have a great weekend.